Chapter 1. Monty Ryder is positioned as a hero, a scientist, an adventurer, and an archaeologist. He's in danger from a snake worming its way towards him, while he's tied to a pole. Now, the author's technique is to make a statement, tied to a pole. It gives us no information at the time, thereby building suspense. You feel like you want to know more, but all you know is that he's tied to a pole. So you have to read on. This engages and encourages us to keep reading, to find out what really happens. Monty Ryder's hero status is further developed by placing him into dangerous situations, then having him escape. For example, when he escapes from the snake, he is immediately faced with his arch enemy, Count von Hüller. We learn that Monty Ryder wants the sculpture for the people of Egypt, while von Hüller wants it for himself. His plane with his statue in it. The Ryder's character is developed further when you can see the writing. Jim Howe wrote, "He looked desperate. Dynamite. Monty grinned. Made a fuse." These words show that Monty Ryder is a true adventurer. When faced with a desperate situation, he does something extremely dangerous and risks lives in order to save the sculpture. The simple examples of juxtaposition in this chapter adds meaning, and it gives a better understanding of what characters are thinking. For example, desperate, grinned. Those two words are placed opposite of each other, and it gives you an insight into what the characters are thinking. Another example, that was a good thing and a bad thing. Apologetic and useful. He was devastated to see his statue disappear, but he was very satisfied. These techniques build setting and character. It's only at the very end of the chapter that the author shows us that this is a film Sean is watching. Then he looks straight out of the screen at the end of his films. The chapter ends with an allusion leading up to something. The biggest problem in Sean's life. And this encourages us to read on. There are inferences here. When we learn of Count von Hüller being Monty Ryder's archenemy, we realize he must be the one who tied Monty Ryder up in front of the snake. The Count has also found and taken the sculpture. Remember, Jim Howe wrote, the Count was getting ready to fly away with the precious sculpture that he and Monty had both come so far to find. Key words in this chapter are eye socket, fingering the knot, cavern, idling, arch enemy, chocks, distracted, gunned, jade, fuselage, plummeted, apologetic, plunging, foiled, cheekily, and idle. Those words you can practice on your spelling city. Okay, enjoy 3M. Thank you for listening.